WGCH News Center time is 8:21. The sun is pouring through the windows. It's 30 degrees.
Feels like 19.
But it's spring.
That's true.
And springtime in Greenwich means that people are buying and selling houses, right?
Yes, they are. Those for sale signs are going to be springing up all over.
Well, wait. Let's find out from the professionals here. Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
It's beautiful. I mean, it's a perfect morning in Greenwich, but am I right in saying that this is kind of prime time for you guys?
This is prime time. I have Pam Kinkonen with me today in for Brian Tunney. She is our 100th year celebration task force chair. GAR is celebrating its 100th year anniversary, so 100 years of realtors helping Greenwich residents find their home.
Well, Pam, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
So I guess give us the update out of the gate here as we enter spring selling and buying season.
Sure. So we'll look at the February 2024 numbers. As you mentioned, this is right at the beginning of the spring market. Really, the month of March is when we start to see more of that inventory come on, which we are anxiously anticipating at this point. But for the month of February, we saw 17 single-family residential closings. That's compared to 15 the same month year prior, so February 2023. The median sale price for single-family homes increased 40% to $3.35 million. That's up from $2.376 the same time year prior. Again, that's where that inventory crunch is being felt. There is very high demand, which is forcing those prices upwards. You're also seeing days on market are at an all-time low for the area, 57 days. That's a 60% decrease from 144 days in February 2023. In terms of new inventory, there were 56 new single-family listings brought to the market in February 24. That's a 19% increase, but overall, that's still about a 27% decrease from the total active inventory that was available the year prior. When we look at condos and co-ops, we had 10 closings across all areas of Greenwich. That is a 41% decrease when there were 14 closings. For the median sale price, that increased 18% to $832,000 from $700,000 in February 23. Days on market also at an all-time low for the category at 32 days, and that's a decrease from 68 days, a 52% decrease. And in terms of inventory for condos and co-ops, 14 new condos and co-ops were brought to the market in February of this year. That is the same amount that were brought to the market in February 23, but overall inventory is down just about 40% from where it was the year prior, which, as you can imagine, is putting quite a strain on buyers. But if you're a seller, you've got all the demand to meet whatever it is that you are offering. And when we look at pending closings for, closings that are waiting in the wings, we have 62 single-family contracts and 20 condo and co-op sales pending.
Pam, are any of these numbers that Stacy just gave us surprising to you?
No, they're a snapshot. It's just a month, so it's hard to sort of compare month to month. But it's consistent with what we had seen. Demand is there. Demand has been there. We just need more inventory to support that demand.
Stacy, what are we looking at as we move, through the spring?
Through the spring, so we are already seeing a slight uptick in inventory this month. I know, at least anecdotally, we are definitely seeing those new homes come on. Just as we've seen, though, because inventory is already in such a crunch, they're coming on and going off just as quickly. So the agents are definitely still seeing multiple showings and then multiple offers on homes. So if you're a buyer, this means you really want to have your stuff together. Make sure that you are ready financially to make a move, make a quick decision, give your best offer. And if you're a seller, it means that you may have some options to consider when it comes to offer. And as long as you price your home appropriately, you're going to, you know, there will likely be some action on your property. Buyers are very savvy, though, so they're not just going to pay whatever for a home. They're definitely doing their research. We're not still in that COVID area where people are foregoing inspections necessarily, or, you know, they're doing a lot of due diligence, they also recognize that it's coming at a premium right now, given the demand and the crunch on inventory.
27 yes. minutes. Oh, go right ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, to Stacy's point, just in this March 1st to the 21st, 49 single-family Greenwich homes have come on, and 11 of those are already under contract or closed. So, you know, those buyers worked with their agents, were ready to, you know, were educated enough to make an offer and, you know, have it pending already, you know, within 21 days. So you need to work with that agent, you know, to who knows how to secure those deals for you.
28 minutes after the hour, we are speaking with Pan Kincommon, and we are speaking with Stacy Lowe, Greenwich Association of Realtors. You know, you said something interesting, and I wonder, did any of the changes that were made, the way we do things during COVID stick, or are we back to pre-COVID ways of operating when we're in this high selling season?
Yeah, I think we've taken some good learnings from COVID, some positive things, and maybe some things that aren't so positive. Stacy and I were just talking yesterday about how the camaraderie between offices and agents, because we no longer go into the office as frequently as we did. That's kind of a negative, right? But a lot of positive things have come out of it. And I think, as we see in history, it's been interesting doing this 100-year research with our committee. Because, you know, you see headlines come and go. And when you look from a higher level back through the decades, you know, then you really know what was most important, right? And COVID certainly was a big story in this decade. And we're still learning from, you know, and taking the best of what we learned from that.
Hey, I can't thank you guys enough for checking in. I really do appreciate it. Lightning round, one last question. Do open houses matter? My wife and I have had this discussion a million times, but do they matter?
I think it's exposure. I think absolutely. If you and your wife, you know, are comfortable with it, and it's definitely additional exposure for you. Stacy, do you have any thought on that?
Yeah, I would say it's a great way to get as many people through the door to view the house as possible. So they can be very helpful. I'd say broker open houses are typically the most bang for your buck in terms of a, you know, return on investment or a quick sale, making sure that the professionals in the area have a chance to preview the home before they're showing their clients just helps streamline that transaction, that showing process. And gets you to offers faster. So
interesting.
Work with your
okay.
realtor.
All right. So it's technically the buyer themselves probably not walking through the house during the open house.
Well, it's. I mean, they can. Public open houses can be helpful too. I think that this is really the key area where you can work with your realtor to figure out what strategy works best for you guys, because every seller has different motivations for selling. And there is a different strategy to help based on, you know, what your goals are.
I could talk to you guys all afternoon, but I appreciate the update. WGCH News Center time is 8:31, and there you have it. There's your Greenwich Association of Realtors update. Low days on market, 40% median price increase. Interesting stuff. Thank you both for joining us. News Center time is 8:31. We have a update on the roadways with Matt.